The Republicans were put in the very rear of the parade, right behind a Chevy van emblazoned with Recall Walker signs. The party faithful lined the route and cheered for their office holders, Congressman Sean Duffy and State Senator Pam Galloway. But there were many who weren't happy to see them.
Republicans!
Carl Marquardt is a local teacher and union supporter.
I'm disappointed. They are undermining everything that has been worked on for many years. The rights of workers.
Sarah Ruffey is a Wausau attorney and Duffy supporter.
When I was driving past all the union folk, I felt like I was in hostile territory. There are a whole bunch of us that have non-union shops, and we all work hard, and this is a day to celebrate the workers.
For Duffy, it was his first Labor Day since being elected to Congress.
You know, there was a few not-so-great comments, but for the most part, we had people, you know, clapping for us, cheering us on. The greatest compliment to labor is to work on job growth, because they want to make sure they have good-paying jobs, and that's what we're working on.
But for Democratic Assemblywoman Donna Seidel, the parade's grand marshal, the controversy was worth it.
This is the first time that so many of us have really paid attention to what this day is all about, that it was created by labor for labor. The rights that have been diminished or taken away this year are going to be fought awfully hard to have them come back.
Seidel joined other Democrats for a union rally afterward. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.